Hello, everybody. It's George from Ireland. Well, so much for the much vaunted peace talks between Ukraine and the Russian Federation hosted in Turkey. Turkey, of course, a neutral country. And so Russia's position hasn't shifted since the first day of the war. They're demanding effectively the capitulation of Ukraine. Now, even they're not so shameless as to say, give us all your territory right now. But the five illegally occupied regions, including Crimea, they say they want de jure recognition of this as Russian sovereign soil and so on. So this is bad faith negotiation. They're just, you know, reiterating their talking points. They're not willing to make any concessions whatsoever. The aggressor, the one who's illegally occupying Ukraine. So while they're talking out both sides of their mouth, saying, yeah, they recognize Ukraine as a sovereign country, but at the same time, they're saying, but it's not entitled to formulate its own foreign policy or domestic policy. It's not entitled to have a military worth the name. So Ukraine is offered an immediate ceasefire without any strings attached for 30 days. Ideally, it'd be extended, and so on. Goodness. And we know that Russia's so-called ceasefires are nothing of the sort. So, we see the terrible chicanery from Putin's Nazi regime. And I use that word advisedly, Nazi. So it goes on. So that this is what the Kremlin is demanding, that that Ukraine terminate any mobilization, start demobilizing its armed forces, to not accept any foreign military aid, not accept any intelligence sharing from friendly governments, and so on, that all foreign military personnel, presumably that means the International Legion for the Territorial Defense of Ukraine, must leave Ukraine forthwith, and so on. But, you know, Ukraine needs armed forces. Most countries do, and Ukraine needs them more than anybody else because they've got a hyper-aggressive nation on their doorstep. Remember, they suffered genocide not even 100 years ago at the hands of the Soviet Union. And obviously, Russia never tires of reminding us that it's the main successor state. They adulate Stalin, one of the most prolific mass murderers of all time, whose cruelty was rivaled only by that of Adolf Hitler. And wow, they're constantly lauding him, putting on a pedestal, literally unveiling new statues of this absolute savage. So it goes, so the Ukrainians need to defend themselves. Why would Russia want to give them up so Russia can then attack again and take the whole country? And I have a dear friend, but he's a bit foolish on this issue, saying, well, Ukrainians should have given it in 2022. Are they in a better position now than they would be? Yeah, because they do at least have 80% of their country. They have none of it. So if Russia's got this against a fairly formidable Ukrainian military, if there was no Ukrainian military worth the name, why would Russia not take the whole country? Of course they would go for that. They announced that as their war aim on the first day of the war, and they put that saying, that's it, we've done it, we've reunited Ukraine, Belarus and Russia. Watch out, Belarus, you're next. And then when that seemed to be complete flop, they took that down within a few hours. But the cat's out of the bag. That's what they're aiming at. I mean, I'd initially thought, well, they know they can't go that far. They want to go as far as the Dnieper, or what they do, maybe wouldn't formally annex the whole of Ukraine. They'd put a puppet president back in there. And then although Ukraine might be outwardly independent, effectively, it would take orders from Moscow and so on. So now Russia says it wants a monitoring mission to oversee the ceasefire, as in sort of more troops in Ukrainian soil and things like that. So how on earth could you recognize them? So Russia claimed that Kherson, Zaporizhia, Donetsk, Lugansk and Crimea had to be recognized as legally Russian. Well, they're absolutely not. They had these rigged referenda. Now, admittedly, certainly in Crimea, if it was held on a completely fair basis, it would be a majority, would be for joining Russia. But that doesn't make that peninsula part of Russia. The others, again, if they held on a completely fair basis, they probably would. I'm not that sure. It would be a majority, wouldn't be a huge majority. But again, people don't always get what they want. Funnily enough, Russia criminalizes anyone suggesting even peacefully, even democratically, achieving independence for any of the nations trapped inside Russia, the prison of nations, as they call it. And so on. So Russia said, well, let's exchange all prisoners of war. Now, there has been some progress on that one. All the people illegally taken, over 20,000 Ukrainian children kidnapped by Russia, some adults too, and so on. And then Russia says that Ukraine must never, ever have any military alliances. Well, they need them more than anybody else. So why does Russia get to have the Collective Security Treaty Organization, you know, with Armenia, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, and Belarus. They never ask Kiev's permission, so why should Kiev ask their permission? And yes, Russia wants limitations on the size of the Ukrainian military, on all their activity, and blah, blah, blah. And so on. Why? Because they want to attack them. Russia is so much bigger. Ukraine is no threat to Russia. Ukraine never claimed a millimeter of Russia. Even Russia never said that. They never fired a shot at Russia, until Russia invaded them. Even after 2014, when Russia invaded them, seized Crimea, seized bits of Donetsk and Luhansk, the Ukrainians didn't cross over the border. They have been so peaceful. So, there's never been a conflict in my life that's been so obvious between good and evil. Now, I know there are plenty of good Russians and I know there are bad Ukrainians, but yeah, it's the regime which is so objectionable, which has killed 70 of its people. So this is not a roadmap for peace at all. It's a roadmap for surrender and just to enable new acts of aggression. So they say that Ukraine must never join the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or indeed the European Union and so on. And obviously, Russia wants the sanctions lifted, which show they hurt. And all this nonsense from the Russian state media. And I've actually had Russian friends say that, oh, the sanctions don't hurt us. So why do you want them lifted then? Why do you ever trade with other countries if it's so bad for you? And so on. They want their frozen assets back and things like that. So we know that they're just stalling for time. They're just going through the motions to try and show to Putin that they're not blocking negotiations. Well, they are effectively blocking. They're not offering any concessions themselves whatsoever. I suppose that's the thing. The battlefield situation is all right, but this destruction of those Russian planes, apparently it's about 10 of them were destroyed and double that number damaged. That is a bit of a blow to Russia, but as I've often said, they can sustain this war through this year. The meat grinder, enough young men either being drafted, tempted by the bonuses, but they're going to be increasingly difficult to pay the bonuses. Oil revenue is falling. I noticed they're selling way fewer diamonds. Another barometer of economic health is car sales have fallen about 27%. So people just don't have the big disposable income. Bear in mind, this is a bit of bonanza for some military families when they got the big signing up payout, death bonuses, high salaries. So if you're not in the military, a lot of people are doing quite badly. So the economy is being slowly crushed. Much more resilient than anybody anticipated. So Putin's got dreadful generals, but as they say, got a wunderkind banker, Elvira Naibulina. So she's a what is it? Chair of the Russian Central Bank. Somehow always pulling rabbits out of the hat, but just very worried about inflation, and have interest rates so high. So they're in for a really rough 2026 economically. I mean, especially if oil prices keep going down. Imagine if sanctions on Iran are lifted, Iranian oil and gas on the market. That'll be very bad news for them. Right. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallis.com. Goodbye.